This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. After months of delays, the first units for an interim housing project were delivered Tuesday in Watsonville. It couldn't come soon enough for Roxanne Wilson, the homeless services director for Monterey County, which partnered with Santa Cruz County on the project.
This is incredibly exciting for us. This has been a long time coming.
Construction at the site, a church parking lot, started last week, and the first tiny homes arrived Tuesday. Once the project is complete, 34 people currently sleeping on the Pajaro River levee will move into the space. The tiny homes will mostly be for sleeping. Food, showers, and bathrooms will be separate. Wilson says the facility likely won't be up and running until November or December.
Once all of the units are set, then we have to build the decking. We have to do all of the connections to water, sewage, electricity.
The project's funding comes from the state's Encampment Resolution Fund. Santa Cruz and Monterey counties have until July of next year to spend the grant money. Former Vice President Kamala Harris has said she will not run for governor of California. Scott Schaefer from our California newsroom partner KQED has more.
In a statement, Harris said running for public office is not in her immediate future and that she'll look for other ways to stay politically involved. That's good news for more than a half a dozen Democrats already running to replace Governor Gavin Newsom next year. He's termed out. Harris ally LaFonza Butler, who served out the rest of Harris's term in the U.S. Senate when she became vice president, says Democrats will have plenty of choices in next year's primary.
This is KAZU News.